It's the Spike on the Mic Show with your Spike on the Mic action team. Dr. Captain Clark with all the news that's trending. The voice of Reason Steve with the latest in fashion. Spike Action Sports with Bill Schmatz. And up-to-the-minute action-colored radar with P.W. Fenter. And now here he is with breaking news, Spike on the Mic.
I said Spike check one, Spike check two, Spike check three. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And welcome to another award-deserving episode of the Spike on the Mic Show. I am he. I am the guy known as the Spike on the Mic. You'd be able to know that because I have the S on my hat. And plus, if you heard the intro, it said the Spike on the Mic Show. I'm that guy. I have a I always have to use the word punish, but I like to punish in private and praise in public. PW, your little intro said colored. Colored commutation. Oh, you can't talk yet. Never mind. We'll get back to that, all right? Remind me to scold you when your mic is on, all right? Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Spike on the Mic Show. We are here at our Palacios Studios at 4847 North Armenia Pin Chasers. This is where the magic happens. We have a, let's see how we call this. We have a grandiose show today. We have an enormous amount of voices that you will get to hear tonight. We thought we was going to have a studio audience, but we don't need them. And by saying that, you guys know I'm not here alone. I'm not here by myself because I can't do this alone. No, ladies and gentlemen, I can't do this alone. So let me introduce the crew. Even though you heard it in the intro, but I put more of a flair, a little more get down to it. Directly in my peripheral vision, straight in my peripheral vision, we have the man who's been homeschooled, and I think he used to own a boat. We like to call him Dr. Captain Clark. Dr. Captain Clark, how are you sticking?
I'm sticking like a color television.
Sounds like that might be the theme of the night, huh?
What?
That sounds like
maybe
that might be the theme of the night. And listen, this is the wrong show. We don't do that here. Remember, we are a team.
No, people love color television. You get to watch sports in bright, brilliant, vibrant color. Nobody buys the other kind of TV. Okay. Just the colored ones.
Right, just the colored ones?
Yeah.
All right, because we're a color-driven show, let's go ahead and get this call
gotta be
out of the way. They went away.
Oh, what
right.
A surprise.
And I didn't even give out the phone number yet. So riddle me that, Batman. The next voice you will hear is the man that's putting the sounds through your eardrums, the little boonchy boonchy boon. He is the man. He could be a little weird, but not as weird as the next people I'm going to introduce. So I like to call him PWS. PWS, how you sticking?
I'm stuck here reminding you that you want to chastise me.
Right.
Yeah.
Which I know
it's a weird thing.
We're supposed to punish, and you guys listening in the sound of my voice and in the studio, you're never supposed to punish people
This should never go out on the air.
Oh, we should do it in private. So
none of this should go out on the air.
Well, that's true.
Right.
Yeah.
All right.
Good night.
Wait, what we need to do, we need to maybe take the quotes around the colored part.
What?
All right. Well,
action colored radar.
Oh,
it's just the radar
that tells you the severity of the storms that are
exactly,
coming.
Exactly,
because
I see the color.
When I hear colored, I'm thinking it's about me.
Well, like when you
am I wrong?
Isn't everything about you?
Yeah, that's true. Okay,
when there's a storm coming in, you look at the radar and you go, "Oh no, the colored is coming," and then you take appropriate action.
I'm going to have to apologize later
on. It's called white flight.
Yeah.
Oh gosh. Wrong show. All right.
They're moving in and everything.
Well, right in your peripheral vision, the reason we're here, there's only one reason we're here, ladies and gentlemen, is because this guy here, we call him the Voice of Reason. Voice of Reason, how you sticking?
Spike, I'm sticking like a guy who's got a burning question. Does my hair look thicker? Any thicker than it used to?
It does. Have you sprayed that stuff on it?
I've got a new product I've been trying, and I think, does it look thicker?
It does.
Yes or no?
My God, yeah. No.
Gosh, what a good question for a radio show.
Yeah, I was thinking you look kind of bushy.
Bushy?
Yeah,
thank
you hippie?
You.
Get a haircut.
So apparently it's working.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
All right.
Yeah.
That's what I needed to know.
All right,
thank you very much.
Well, I thought
it looked thicker to me in the mirror.
Good job at Supercuts or David Cuts or somebody cuts.
It's a product I'm using.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Saw it on internets?
Why don't you tell us the name of the product?
I can't. I can't tell you the name of the product.
Right,
because there are people here with thick hair, okay?
All right.
And everything is relative, right?
Right. Oh. So, not everything that you say is relative.
If they start using the same product I am, I might as well not.
You have to speak
into the microphone. Or you talk into a microphone.
Yeah, do remember
or
that.
If I start using they start using the same product I am, I might as well not even use it because their hair will look so much thicker by comparison that I might as well not even bother.
Oh. I'd like to be excused. If he's the reason we're here, can I go home?
Please. You know, this is why we're here.
Oh, yeah.
He is the voice of reason, yeah. The V-O-R. Right. Yeah.
But it's apparently a working product, so good.
That we don't know that.
Guess who's in your peripheral vision? Directly in your peripheral vision.
Guess who's in my peripheral vision?
Directly in front of you. Your peripheral vision is the
Schmatzy.
There you go.
Schmatz, how you sticking?
Casual.
I'm sticking like a non-colored sports person that I was curious at our experiment of.
What? Who are you talking to?
Everyone. Oh. The experiment of not turning on everyone's mic at the beginning lasted one whole week.
Yeah.
And we had to go through the whole intro thing. Because wasn't there a large conversation we had at our last show about how, it's a waste of time to go through 10 minutes of introduction?
Yeah, but we have so many people here.
And
I got no topic.
The introduction is going to be the whole show.
Yeah.
Hey, Smart.
It's going to be the best part.
You punish in private.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You tried to punish me. I got what you're saying. Your name ain't up there. That was in public.
Ooh. I can get my shit up there.
Yeah.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, now the show is going to take an awesome turn here. We are an award deserving. We've been trying to get us awards. Mm. We deserve one. So what I'm going to do now, I'm going to induce some fresh.
All right.
New names on the scene.
All right. You're going to have to say their names.
Future.
So that I can.
Yeah, future.
Open them.
No, we're not there yet.
Oh.
All right. The next sound you hear, this is a local voice. You probably never heard him on the radio. I'm see how to describe him. He looks a lot like
Clint Eastwood.
I was going to go with Brownie. Brownie. The guy, you know, the paper towel?
Brownie?
Yeah. Brawny?
Yeah.
Oh, Brawny.
Oh, yeah, Brawny.
Brawny.
Brownie.
Yeah.
Is that the brand of paper towels they sell at the grocery store in certain neighborhoods?
Yeah.
Brownies.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're Afrojacks. Right. Yeah, the same.
Afrojacks.
All right, well, listen, what we do on the show, we talk about, ask you how you're sticking.
Yeah.
So then we need to know, who did I say it was?
That
Brownie.
Guy. Yeah. Brownie.
No, I'm going to call him Tyler.
No.
We'll just call him Brownie.
No, I think he's Ryan, isn't he? No. Oh, you switched
Heaven
them.
Heaven help us.
You put them in the wrong seats. Now I'm clicking the wrong button.
Punish in private. Don't let the people know.
Because
the people out there listening.
All right.
Let's just go to damn Tyler. Tyler, how you sticking?
You know, we listened to a couple shows before coming here, heard you ask that a couple times, and I still really don't know how to answer that.
That's perfect. That's a perfect answer.
All right, well, I'm going to give you some street cred right now.
It's past.
Yeah. I'm going to give you some street cred. I'm basically saying, how are you doing? All right, so now I've given away
to
Kurt.
How is that giving him street cred?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He could walk out of here now and stroll down the street and go, like, that guy has so much more cred now.
Yeah.
Because Spike said something to him on his show.
I'd walk up, what's sticking?
I'm good. Yeah, what's sticking?
All right, we'll get back to you, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Straighten your peripheral vision. Uh-oh. Directly in your peripheral vision is the man. Now, this man here, he has northern hemisphere about himself. He smells a little northern. You know, he's from...
What are you...
Are you talking about the tissue?
See, this is bad, though, because, you know, you switched them, and now he's actually Ryan. But...
Okay, here's the
his
thing.
His button says Tyler, so, you know...
All right, you two guys get up and change places.
All right. Ryan, welcome to the Spike on the Mic show. How are you sticking?
Sticking like manhood on a hot day, Spike. Sticking hard.
Oh, my goodness.
See how he just grabbed the mic and just did it like he's supposed to be done?
He said he smells like a northerner, whatever that means.
You don't know what north people smell like?
No.
No.
Like pine trees?
Like maple trees.
Maple trees and
apples.
Closed auto factories.
Damn. Okay, all right. This is the longest introduction in the world, but I said we're going to go to 7:15.
This is a great show.
All right. Well, Ryan... technically, this person is not in your peripheral vision, according to Spike. So what you have to do, you have to look at Bill Smuts,
right,
and then let Bill Smuts look in his peripheral vision,
and
the next lovely voice you will hear is the beautiful, the awesome Miss Kelly. She also got a northern smell about her. Miss Kelly, how you sticking?
I'm sticking pretty good. I've been at the beach for a few days, so.
Yeah, you look a little reddish.
You look a little lobster-like.
Yeah.
Had a good vacation.
That is awesome. We are glad you're down here, and we've been trying to get you to come bother us for a while, and we are more than happy.
Would you mind if we saw the white parts?
Wrong show again. Wrong show. We got, that's right. After the men with mustaches.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. And ladies and gentlemen, this is my crum de gras.
Crum de gras.
Wait,
yeah.
Crum de gras.
Yeah, you know, like when the gras is there and then you
crum it. Crum it. Yeah.
Crum it.
Yeah, you know, it's crum de gras.
When I order coffee, I like sugar and crum in my coffee.
Well, that's how it is.
Okay.
This next sound you hear is going to be another one of my fan favorites. I've been chasing her around ever since Tyler was a little boy.
Ooh.
Ooh. That's, that probably shouldn't get out.
You know, yeah, you probably shouldn't get out. That.
Yeah, yeah, don't say that.
Yeah, really. Because she don't have a northern smell about her, so
you know,
her people can come here at 4847 North Armenian Pin Chaser. This is the beautiful, the lovely, my girlfriend who used to always want to drink my bath water and go to the beaches with.
What?
Ooh, inside voice. Inside voice. Is the beautiful, the talented Miss Cindy. Cindy, how you sticking? And welcome to the Spike on the Mic show.
Thank you. I am sticking like white on rice.
Oh, there you go with colors.
Oh, here we go. Yeah. Color discussion. Racist. All right.
That's okay.
I thought it was important to stay with the theme.
Oh, yeah. There you go. We appreciate that. All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, we are a caller-driven show. You can call us and give us a call and play with us at 813-699-3900.
No. But you don't really have to.
Or you shouldn't. Also.
Yeah. All right. Well,
the crum de gras would be you not calling.
Or you can chat with us on the chat line on spikeandthemic.com or St. Pete Radio.
Yeah.
We are.
Listen, can I throw a caveat in there?
Ooh, yeah. I don't know what that is, but go ahead. Is that a fish?
Reasonable people who are maybe insulted by that don't think we don't want to hear from you. It's just that the people who do call are awful. And we don't want to hear from them.
Yeah, normally it's true.
So if you're a reasonable person and you want to call in and interact, that's great.
Yeah.
But you people are too reasonable to do that. So you will never do that anyway. And that leaves the awful ones.
Oh.
And they shouldn't call.
Sorry.
In
full disclosure, I kind of stopped listening.
Yeah, I know.
Because I do want to say somebody's hit. Ryan Brown has a friend. Or maybe I'm saying that wrong.
Ryan Brown?
Brown's biggest fan is here on the internet playing with us. Thank you, and Billy. Thank you guys for listening.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. All right, so what we do, ladies and gentlemen, we sit on here and we talk about things in the
future.
And things in the
past.
And things in the
present.
Whoa, we damn near got that right. There we go. High five and all that. Listen, I think your name should be on the
absolutely, yeah.
How many letters in
Deidre? How did you do that? How did you know to do that?
Yeah.
How many letters in Deidre? I can just look at it. One, two, three, four. And how many letters in Cindy's?
Five.
Well, when you say Cindy's, it's six.
Hell, I needed six letters, didn't I?
Yeah. That was Kelly's.
Yeah, really. Yeah. All right. Okay,
Cindy's
cool.
Cindy's didn't. Her lips didn't move.
Yeah. Mm.
We sound alike.
Somebody a Tranquiliquist. So, ladies and gentlemen, we sit around and we talk about things in the past.
Tranquiliquist, for those of you who don't know, is someone who can throw their voice and is transitioning from gender to a different gender.
Tranquiliquist. Twins who read each other's thoughts.
I'm thinking now they know. Now they know.
Shut up, Spike.
Okay. We definitely need to lose that drop.
What?
Can we please lose that drop? That's twice now.
But he's a celebrity. You don't want celebrities on the show?
Not telling me to do those things. But
punish in private, Spike.
Why are you punishing
him? Yeah, punish in private, dude.
Chuck. Yeah.
Shut up, Spike.
Yeah.
You're telling Chuck to be lost.
Yeah.
You're punishing him.
We have a full show today, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, we do?
We got a lot to talk about, and we need to get to it because I need to quiz you illegal refugees in the shipping containers. We need to talk about what you guys are doing on here. So, but before we do that, we have to give this a little two-minute intro. This is our sponsors, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh. The Spike and the Mic Show is brought to you by the Game Day Metric Tour. The Game Day Metric Tour is a charity bicycling tour featuring two courses through scenic landscapes. And by Urban Phoenix Studios,
a space that evolves and molds into almost any event imaginable. With professional stage and lighting, if you can imagine it, we can bring it to life. www.urbanphoenixstudios.com.
How you doing, Brown fans? I'm responding to the people out there, and I'm saying hi.
Hey, that's not nice to say.
Yeah.
Deal.
Yeah, why do you want to call out one segment of fans?
No.
Why don't we say, hey, all fans?
Yeah.
Yeah, Brown fans
all
matter.
All fans matter.
Jeez. So you call it in private. Okay, I'll get to you in private, all right?
All right.
All right. So, ladies and gentlemen.
Time?
Yes, I guess.
All right.
Well, I guess we're going to start out the show with a topic. How unusual. Here's the topic, changing music, topic time.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, what I do to our new guest listeners and our, yes, those people,
yeah.
What I do, I throw out topics, unscripted, uneducated, edited.
Yeah, uneducated.
And I just want your
uneducated too, yeah.
Your off-the-cuff opinion on that. We're going to have to get this. I'm going to have to get this out there. But I like to call this topic number five, keep us alive.
Number five, keep us alive.
Right.
So.
It's my job to repeat.
This is about Johnny Bench.
Who is that?
He wore number five.
It's about
the Reds.
Okay.
Chanel.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, Chanel. Okay.
No. Mickey Mantle, too, didn't he?
He wore seven.
Mickey was seven.
Oh, yeah. Who was number five?
Joe DiMaggio,
yes.
Yep.
You guys know anything about AI?
Yes.
Artificial intelligence?
Yeah. Yes.
All right, well,
it's like on display Johnny in five. This show.
Been operating on it for years.
Yeah.
What was that movie? What was that movie with
Short
Johnny
Circuit.
Five? Short Circuit.
Sound like we need to go to a new topic. Y'all just butchering this thing here. Okay,
well, let's go to another topic.
No.
All right.
No.
All right. All
right. This topic, it revolves around the airport and security.
Okay.
So everybody here who has flown an airport, you know, have gone to the security where they take shoes and shawls.
Should we raise our hands?
Yeah, I have.
Me too.
You have?
Yeah.
I have.
It wasn't a survey. Kelly, you've been to the airport before?
I have.
All right.
Nobody else?
Gotta
yeah.
Go tomorrow.
Yeah, I have.
You have?
I think it's everybody.
I have.
Most of us
really?
Have.
I have a pass.
Oh. It's unanimous.
Oh, you've never been there?
I get a pass.
Oh.
I get to go around it.
Oh, you do?
Ooh-hoo-hoo. You just want everybody to know that?
No, it just sounded good.
Oh, okay.
No. I actually do have that. And it works. It was great.
Oh, my God.
You have to pay money or something.
You guys want to get back on the track? Get the train.
I'm sorry, yeah.
Get the train
right.
Back on
the track. I'd say I'm in favor of airports.
Yes.
I'm not against them.
Me too.
Okay, so
they're
how
the best place to land planes.
I'm presently in
favor. They really are.
But I might not be in the future.
Well, if you want to fly, you'd better be in favor of them.
No, because I think we can actually just, you know, catch a drone and go.
Oh, that's true. We could drone our way through.
All right.
Okay, good. Right, this has been a great topic.
It's a great topic. Let's go.
All right.
I need to ask
strap
ask
a drone on your back and just fly.
You could be drone man.
Wow. Uber drone.
This topic is already over.
But I haven't had a chance to ask the esteemed guests how they feel about how do you guys feel about airport security? I'll ask you, Cindy's.
How do you feel about it?
Cindy's. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, I put an S on everything.
I know. So we can fit it in where Deidre's name was.
Yeah. Yeah. How do you feel about airport security?
I kind of think it's a pain in the butt, but it's got to happen because I don't want to be
blowed up.
A bunch of crazy people that are going to, you know, I don't want the wrong flight, put it that way.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Voice of reason?
It seems odd to me that people who are willing to pay not to be frisked as they go through the lines or not to be seen as they go through the lines are not examined even closer.
What? Okay.
You know what seems odd to me? You.
Yeah.
You seem odd.
No, it makes sense.
Yeah. What the hell?
If you think about it, I'm willing to pay, let's say I'm willing to pay $10,000 extra not to be examined as I go through the line.
Okay.
Isn't that so that I can carry weapons and stuff on board?
Steve, that's not how it works.
I think you're going to be examined every time you go into an airport
now.
From here on out.
Yeah, I won't be examined.
No matter how much money you're paying, they're going to be like, yep, check this guy.
Check this guy here.
Oh, I'm okay.
In fact, all people named Steve are going to be checked from now on.
All right, Paul, you say you paid money to get through.
What you pay for is to get an extensive background check.
Yes.
So they know that you couldn't possibly be a bad guy.
Right. And then you can go through without being as closely examined.
You just go through a little quicker.
Kelly, how you feel about airport securities?
I'm kind of with Steve with that. I I'm thinking.
Oh, that's not.
Oh, damn.
Don't that's ever.
You might turn your mic off.
Yeah. Everyone should have this.
I am the voice of reason.
Yeah, that's true.
Right. I'm with him there. I don't know. I don't really like taking my shoes off. It kind of grosses me out to walk barefoot through those.
Oh, absolutely.
Right.
Things, but.
And I don't have to do that.
I'm happy that, you know, the person in front of her and back of me don't have a bomb in their
They've
shoes.
They've been screened,
yeah.
did it?
I like that.
Oh, okay. All right, Ryan?
Well, I just think there's some people that should be looked at more than others. Like, personally, I'm
like
just
Steve.
Hanging. Like, anyone like Steve.
Yes.
And, like, right. anyone who's just walking around with nothing. If you're going through security and you just have to take your shoes off, like, that's just strange. Like, you...
Okay,
can you do something? Bring something? Bring a newspaper? Bring anything? You're just...
Oh.
It's, like, strange. Like, it seems like
they don't even have any bags
on.
Or anything? Yeah.
It's... I don't like that.
Yeah, that's creepy.
Oh, you want them to suffer like you.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. 100%. Yeah.
You don't have to worry about Steve at the airport because the stains on that T-shirt say Greyhound all day long. All
yes.
day long.
Dr. Captain
Look
Clark?
At your right sleeve.
Oh, yeah. It's
oh,
what
yeah.
is that?
What oh. Soup? Did you spill soup on your sleeve?
Did you sneeze?
I don't know what to do.
Yeah. No, nobody knows
that
what that is.
From your car. I don't know.
Dr. Captain Clark?
You know, it's like everybody said, it's a necessary evil. There has to be a level of security. That's the world we live in.
There you go. So. And Tyler?
It's Ty. A waste of time, I think.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
You just sit All there right. for a real long time waiting in huge lines. And you just walk through a metal detector and they single a couple people out here and there.
Oh, Bill Smuts?
Depends on what type of mood I'm in.
You leave your belt on so you get the pat down?
Yeah, well, no.
Yeah, exactly,
if
yeah.
If I'm really interested, I will throw metal in the shorts and wear a turban and then see what happens.
You know, because you're an exhibitionist. Yeah. That's why. Big word, and I use it correctly, ladies
you know,
and gentlemen.
You usually, that kind of backfires because then they basically, you know, if you go to the line that would be interesting to do so, then all of a sudden it's the big burly guy with the latex gloves. And you're like, doesn't quite work out.
I love
Doesn't it?
I love the power that those people have, and they're so willing to use it. You know, if you say anything like, "Oh, that's fine. That's just my whatchamacallit," they go, "Do you want to fly on this flight now, or do you want to just?"
Well, think about all the other aspects of the job. That's probably the only enjoyable part there
well,
is.
Yeah, so. That's true. They do have to grab.
Yeah, there's right. a lot yeah. of grab.
This topic is way, y'all guys went way off the left field
what?
Because.
Number what, five, keep us alive.
What, yeah, number five. What they're doing now, ladies and gentlemen, and shipping container riff raffs, is they have robots now that they set at the front of the intergate.
Intergate.
Yeah. Intergate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's where you go, enter.
Entrance. Yeah. Entrance and the gate.
And yeah. the gate.
And it scans you automatically. Now, they say...
What has that got to do with number five?
Johnny Five, short circuit.
Oh, he's going to get there.
No, he's not.
He's going to get there. Yeah.
Where? Yeah. What is that? How much have you had to drink?
Welcome to the show.
So how do you feel about...
He could get there.
You just walking through the airport, and there's this robot that scans you, and it takes full body scans,
right.
I would say unbeknownst to you, I don't know what that means, but you don't know it.
Yeah. That's
unbeknownst to it. And so it recognizes you have metal in your belt and in your mm-hmm. shoes and your right. feet and all and hats and all that. And then it notifies
And you've got some impressive junk.
Well,
I mean, you know, not in everyone's case.
Does the robot look like R2-D2? Because he's adorable.
Oh, that is
Or
cute.
Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
Whoa.
These damn things, they according to the article, they cost... The article just moved away. It costs.
The article moved away.
It costs
about $400,000.
No, it says $20,000 to $30,000 per robot to sit at the terminal, and then as you walk by, it goes.
That subject is unacceptable.
That is unacceptable. And then it sends a signal to TSA.
But that's cheaper than like the pay that you would pay someone to do so.
Let me clarify this. Is TSA Tampa?
No.
Transportation
Safety
Security.
Okay, so the TSA is for everybody.
Yeah.
Right. So anyway, the TSA, it's they're testing now in Seattle.
Right.
So if you guys go to Seattle, you walking through the airport, you might see number five. And number five Smuts was a robot
in a movie.
Like said, Johnny Five,
30
circuit.
Years ago.
Yeah. So who didn't know that? Who didn't? Who amongst us? And I stayed up at night thinking that this is a great title.
Oh, it is a fabulous title.
I'm disappointed with what science puts out now as robots. I want the robots to look and sound like they did in the 50s with the robot voice, and they move very clunky, and they do funny things.
Yes.
These robots today are all smooth. And some of them don't even look like human beings. Yeah.
All
right, boo.
So, are we okay with this? I'm asking the panel. Let's go ahead.
With what?
With the robots just walking around in the airport, just scanning people.
Yeah. Again, if they're walking around like, you have a belt on.
Is there any way I can make this person like, Clark, you would think that.
Why does he bring up wood? You know, that's so weird.
I'd like to reiterate my request to go home. I want to go home.
This might be the first show that I'm rethinking the VOR.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
The first time?
Yeah, yeah,
the first time. Yeah.
All right, so before we leave this topic here, everybody's okay, and there is no invasion of privacy. Yeah. You walk through the airport and you see, and there is like a number five robot scanning you.
There's human beings standing around staring at you. So what's the difference?
What are you talking about? Invasion of privacy? You can't go more than we could walk outside and there's some camera watching here. And
there is.
We're everywhere.
Yeah. Just watch everybody or just me?
Everywhere. You're going to Armenia. Everyone. Okay, they're out there.
So there is no privacy.
There is no privacy.
It's one big reality show.
So this is a wasted topic. Everybody, we okay with that?
Well, I'll say this: if it's like some kind of creepy person and you have to walk through and it shows that body scan, as a woman you're a little more conscious of that. So if it's just a robot, I probably would care less than the kind of weird guy that's looking at you.
Why wouldn't a guy be more conscious of that?
Can the robot be programmed to occasionally go
oh, that'd be good.
Like every fourth passenger or something, regardless of what they look like.
Right,
Or the fact the robot is actually sending it as it happens back to the database. So
it's like the one time I was at Universal and the garbage can was following you around, but it was actually a robot.
All right, so Cindy is okay with the robot doing that, and I guess Kelly is. She's good because she agreed with the voice of reason.
Okay. Very rarely has anybody ever said they're good because they agreed with the voice of reason.
That's true. Yeah,
it doesn't come up.
Yeah,
and I would think most people would be okay with a robot scanning your body as opposed to one of those TSA agents actually taking the latex glove and going inside,
touching
your belt line,
and grabbing,
and
moving, grab
shaking. This.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They touched me with a doily once. I didn't know what that was all about.
I don't even know what a doily is. Who amongst us know what a doily is?
I do.
But I don't know where it fits.
Wait. Let's make it easier. Who amongst us doesn't know what a doily is?
That'd be me and Tyler.
Could you explain what they did with that doily?
They rubbed my hands and my feet with it.
Yes.
Oh, they checked for
because
bomb
I went through
stuff.
Without anything. Yeah. It was a last minute flight,
stuff.
And I went through with just my purse.
Yeah,
so
that's
also
weird.
Also, that guy didn't work for the TSA.
It was in the basement. I never knew existed.
Been chased out of the airport several times. Yeah.
Did it work?
Keeps coming back.
I apparently didn't set off any big alarms.
Works
for me.
Right. I don't think we had a conclusion from this topic here, so I
That's good.
We
that's excellent.
Perfect.
I'm okay with the robots there scanning us, but the TSA and the people who's doing the study saying you can rest assured it's not recording this, so you won't see the internet.
Well, now I'm worried about that. I wasn't even thinking about that till now that you mentioned it. Of course they're recording it.
Yeah.
Of course
they
are.
Yeah, what if something goes wrong? Then they need that recording.
What do you think they show at the TSA Christmas party every year?
That's true. Yeah. Just Clark and his junk.
You guys are going to want to come over here and watch this one.
Look at this ornament.
Ooh, the myth is true.
Look at this ornament.
I'm sorry. That was the wrong party. Wrong party. All right. We have people out there that are saying that somebody should wear socks. Did you mention earlier that you have bare feet when you go through the internet?
I don't like to take off my shoes.
Kelly doesn't like being barefoot. They say wear socks. You can get the socks with the colored toe. God, not the colored
toe. Why is it got to be colored toes?
Not those again.
I need some colored toes.
Yes. get those. All right.
Why can't they be ambiguous toes?
Yeah, why do they have to be colored toes?
Because I don't know what the hell
ambiguous is. Are they just brown toes?
No, they're.
You have to show them your license.
They're men toes. Ha ha. See how I brought that home?
Oh, yeah.
Men toes. Like, that's the candy. Y'all get it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, one of the only advantages that I've gotten from paying for that stupid pre-clearance thing is I don't have to take the shoes off. That's about the only thing that's different.
That doesn't sound like a good investment.
And a faster line, though.
It is a faster line, yes.
Sometimes
on Southwest, it's only $15 more, and you get the little fast check. I don't have to go through all that extensive background.
Yeah. Oh.
But I still had to take off my shoes, but I got to go to the front of the line.
Well, I'm a future foot model. So I love taking off my toes.
Future.
You could get some work that way.
Future.
Hey.
Future.
I got a question on that stuff. Can you pay for it once you see the line?
Ooh, or do you I don't think so. Yeah. Because then you'd have to go back to the thing and.
Oh, that'd be great. Yeah.
It should be $15 in advance. And then when you get to the line, like, oh, God, well now it's $25.
Yeah.
Because I'm just wondering, I would hate to pay $15 and find out there's 9 people online.
But how do you. It also gives you always Section A.
Oh, okay. So you get a boarding pass.
Boarding pass.
Oh, well, true.
Very important for the girl who's afraid to fly. I have to sit in front of the plane.
I had a story about flying, but I don't know if we can be able to get to it because we want to go to our next topic.
If you're sitting up front, you get to you can clearly see the person being dragged off the flight, too.
You can see the whole wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can video it.
I like the A for those 8 exit row seats.
Oh, nice.
Y'all went.
Apparently, we're finished with that topic, because here comes another one on the Spike on the Mic Show.
All right, this topic here I like to call Rada-da.
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 Rada-da. Okay, yeah, we got it. I'm going to need you guys to go into your memory banks and think about your favorite, most awesomest celebrity or athlete.
Rada-da.
Now, the athlete celebrity has to be of an opposite sex of you.
Oh, okay.
So that throws a little curve in the curve of the wrenches, all right?
Celebrity and or it's an and or athlete.
Celebrity and or athlete.
Gay or
one person.
Gay or straight.
What color?
Yeah.
Just your favorite. Just your favorite.
Yeah.
No, but it has to be a different gender.
You got favorites in different colors?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You got to sort them.
Sure. Shit. Got to
it's a weighted
system.
Favorite white celebrity.
That's it.
Ooh, let me think on that one.
Oh, yeah.
I'm ready to go more into the story here. Do we all have our favorite celebrity athlete of a different sex?
Or it
depends on your
right,
sexual
hobby.
Yeah, I'm on it.
I'm
got
there.
It.
All right. Picture yourself at a fancy restaurant.
Okay.
With your significant other, there is no no celebration. You're just doing it because you're in front of the restaurant. What? Now, that favorite celebrity is over on the other side of the restaurant. She is sitting there with the entourage of people. They notice you. They ask you to come over. Now, go around the room. Would you go over there and sit with that favorite said celebrity or athlete?
This is the assumption that you're leaving behind your significant other, right?
I didn't say that.
Okay, well, I just want to make
sure. I'm saying both of y'all.
Oh, okay.
Both,
all right.
Both of y'all would go. Now, I'm going to go around the room. PWs, you found that person yet?
How do you spell both of y'all?
It's with an F.
B-O-F.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, Venus Williams. There she is.
And she summons you over there.
Hello.
She summons you and you go over there. Come sit at their table. You go. Smots.
Why wouldn't you if you can have both people come over?
Tyler?
Both people.
Both, yeah.
I'm leaving whoever I'm sitting with.
Damn.
I'm running.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I'm going to go over. Sure.
All right.
Yeah.
Brian?
Yep.
Kellis?
I think it's kind of a no-brainer if they're calling you over. The controversy would be if they weren't calling you over, are you going to bug them?
That's kind of hard to do.
It's I don't really want to bug Elvis Presley.
Yeah. See, See, that would be a better topic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would have to maybe.
All
like,
we have, all we have is the one.
Yeah, we just have what Spike has.
Michael, Cindy's husband just had dinner in a restaurant next to you, too. It was a whole conference.
Both of us?
Do I go over and.
What do you mean, you two? You and you?
No, you two. You know, you two.
Oh, you two?
I was at a table. Yeah.
All right.
The next topic is going to be, if someone offered to make your favorite kind of food, would you eat it?
Yeah, I know. That's a great
absolutely
topic.
Not.
So you would go?
Oh, absolutely, 100%.
All right. What's your name? Voice of Reason?
I don't think I would. I kind of, when I'm out and about in public, I don't really like people
bothering me?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a problem you have to deal with.
Yeah.
Your favorite celebrity. Yeah. Who's your favorite celebrity?
And, right. And you do have to worry about the 37 women who said that to Bill Cosby.
Yeah. Curveball.
Yeah.
Bad on your elbow and wrist. Right.
Yeah.
Right? So.
No, can you imagine Steve just sitting there going, why isn't anybody bothering me?
Leave me alone, Jane Goodall.
Yeah.
You guys are laughing like I know who that is.
Oh, yeah. She's a chimpanzee lady. Yeah, she.
She studies chimps.
Okay, so
they're in her interest.
I'll insert
in
a laugh here.
All right.
Right.
Oh, can I? Wait. I'll get one. A laugh. Oh,
my gosh.
Oh, I can't even see it.
Cindy, did you answer that question?
No, I didn't, but yes, I would.
All right. Everyone said they would agree.
No, I didn't, but yes, I would. I love that.
Everyone in the shipping container agrees that.
There's a laugh.
Agree with that we would go over there. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
I don't know. Yeah. Ryan, your biggest fan, said I would go over this to you.
Oh.
What? Thank you.
Yeah, you mean to talk?
Oh,
you know,
that's so
yeah,
nice.
Really.
You got some fans.
Yeah, really. All right.
Ryan
so
has a fan?
Now here, yes.
Can we keep him on the show? We need a fan.
Right. Here comes the twist.
Here comes the little.
I didn't tell you that you're eating at Hitler's restaurant.
All right.
Whoa.
I said I
he
would
backspace
not.
Backspace my text
not,
then. Yeah. Yeah. The voice of reason said he wouldn't go. Okay. Now, you with your. You guys forgot. I said you with your significant other. Y'all just having a dinner. Nothing right. Sporting. Y'all right. Were there. And then your fan celebrity said, come sit with us at our table.
Right.
Yeah. You guys would all just go and go.
Yeah, exactly like that.
Huh?
Yeah.
I'm ditching my significant other. I'm going by myself.
You're falling
I've
right.
I've been married for 25 years.
Peace two fingers. Yeah. Now, the question. Right now, here's the question is, if that significant other, I mean, if that celebrity athlete or fan summoned you and your significant other
right.
Over, and he or she set you right next to him, her, but set you on the other side of the table, how would you feel?
Huh. Oh, all right.
Yeah. Wait.
What a twist.
So he hooks up with my spouse.
Yeah.
And
yes.
I have to sit somewhere
else. You sit on the other side of the table. Yeah. How would you feel? Would you say?
Wait a minute. The significant other was supposed to be the opposite sex of us. So, I have Elvis Presley in my head.
Right, with the husband sitting on the other side.
Elvis Presley hitting on my husband? What's
no,
here?
Elvis
is going to be my uncle?
Elvis signals you over.
That's works out for you.
Sits you here and sends your man on the other side of over there with the broccoli.
Yeah.
That's what the hall pass is for.
Okay. So, okay.
Wait, did you say broccoli? What the hell has that got to do with it?
Yeah, you didn't mention any vegetables. Yeah. I want to change my vote.
It would be with Elvis, though. It would be broccoli on the other end of the table. He'd have the peanut butter and banana.
Hey, man.
Peanut butter and broccoli.
Hey, man, get those leafy vegetables away from me, man.
Now you guys, know the twist. Are you guys still going over there, Cindy?
No.
Cindy. Bradley Cooper.
Cindy, oh.
Wait, hold on. Because
remember,
I had
this is your celebrity athlete star.
But I had two. I had Marcus Jones and I had Marky Mark. There's two different answers.
You could have used Spike somewhere in that motherfucker.
Jon Snow.
Hey.
Seriously. Jon Snow wants you to sit next to him and you're going to say no.
Something. Yeah.
Right.
Winter's not the only one coming.
Whoa.
Mic drop.
Excellent.
Yeah. And her son can't sleep for the rest of the week.
Yeah, right. Yeah, really.
Enjoy therapy.
Yeah.
Good night, folks.
Dr. Fraser Crane, look him up. He's awesome. Yeah. Right. Right. So, Tyler, you still? Oh, you already said you ditching everybody.
He didn't even bring her over.
You knocking over drinks.
Myself anyway.
He doesn't have a girlfriend.
He left her back at the table.
Yeah.
I'll leave her with the bill. So.
Yeah. All right, Ryan.
Yes, 100%. I don't. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
We just lost Ryan's biggest fan.
Yeah, really. Exactly. All right, Dr. Captain Clark.
I don't think my significant other would be threatened by me sitting next to Eleanor Roosevelt. So, yeah, I'm going to do that. Wow. I think she'd be okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Bill Smuts.
Yeah, make it over. Why not?
What'd you just say?
Make it over to the table. Why not?
Yes.
Okay, you know she's sitting, and I don't know why I'm trying to lead him. She's sitting, he or she, I don't know what kind of your preference.
Yeah.
They're sitting over there by the broccoli, way over there.
Is this some crazy long palace table that you've...
Yeah.
So this question basically didn't work for the ladies because it basically allowed them to sit next to it, yet we are sitting
Yeah, totally you're sitting opposite. By the broccoli. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
No. Let's say you had the hots for.
Wait, who's sitting by the broccoli?
Your significant other.
You and your significant other, and then you got the hots for Wham. George Michael.
All right. George Michael. All right. Sure. That's great. Yeah.
And George Michael say, "Hey, come hither."
Yeah. Right.
That's come
but,
here. And
but he. Right. He wouldn't necessarily be interested in my significant
other. No, he wants you. So he says you right here.
So I said, well, obviously, if George Michael's my guy, then I'd be okay with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Chance to sit with George Michael.
Hey.
Come on.
Yeah. I'm telling you, that's the hall pass.
There you go. And we wouldn't have to go anywhere other than the bathroom with George Michael.
It's true.
This might have went wrong direction.
Yeah.
PW.
I suddenly don't understand this.
Congratulations.
Suddenly?
Yeah.
How much have you been?
Did you hear the intro? Did you hear the intro?
How would you feel? How would you feel if they sent Roz away?
Sent Roz away? Yeah, all right. Yeah. Yeah, that'll work. Yeah.
Why is this show about 4 seconds short? There's a blank moment.
That yeah, really, the like there's a dead air right about there.
Oh, yeah. Something got cut out just a couple of seconds ago. Yeah.
Can all right, well, two things out?
Yes, yeah. So, oh, yeah, okay.
All right.
Two things. Well, some people have said that they lost a book. They figured that Dr. Calvin Clark would not go.
Oh, ooh. Yeah, why not?
They think you got standards?
I don't have any standards.
No.
Yeah, really. Ryan, you...
He also picked Eleanor Roosevelt.
Yeah, Eleanor Roosevelt's my celebrity female crush.
Like, if he picked Jennifer Aniston, maybe his wife would be jealous.
Some people are hot back then. You know, it could happen.
Could be. I like the fact that Kelly is Elvis, because I'm visualizing her sitting next to him, and going, hey, you think your husband can pass that ranch dressing down here?
Next to the broccoli?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to need that ranch dressing down here in a big hurry.
And Tyler, you just ruined the whole damn story.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was just knocking you. Hey, I'm gone.
Thanks for nothing.
I got two awesome responses. The Voice of Reason and Cindy. Cindy.
Oh, boy.
I'm sure this one will be an awesome response, too.
All right, well, this is a caller-driven show. Let's see who this is. Caller, welcome to the Spike on the Mic show. How you sticking?
Oh, here we go.
What the?
They're in the bubble bath.
So they're watching the robot.
Yeah.
What was that? I caller.
Sound like
do me a favor. Put the toaster in the oven. Okay, I said that wrong. Not the oven.
Put the toaster in the bathtub.
Yeah, in the
bathtub. They hung up.
It's the best way to heat it up fast.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, we should do bingo cards and call it caller bingo, and each square has like toilet flushing or screaming or just a hang up, and then
or masturbation sound.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's what that was.
That sounded like someone stirring macaroni and cheese.
I recognized it.
Yeah.
Bubble bath.
What was that? What was
it say? 4 seconds gone.
Hey, can you delete that too?
Yeah.
We're trying to win an award here.
Okay? I know.
We're
that's
award
not going to get us an award.
No. Yeah, really.
I'll put something else in there.
All right. Well, what will get us an award is next topic.
Oh, the next topic. All right.
You said you didn't have any topics, and here we are going on our third topic.
Oh!
Hooray! Oh, it's not what? Huh?
Ladies and gentlemen, this is
made a bunch of hand signals at me like you're a
this
third.
This is the award-deserving show with the B Report.
The B Report?
No, that's not the B Report.
Yeah. I gave you the hand signals.
Yeah, I'm not. What is that, bunt?
No,
I don't. Am I stealing second base? What's going on? After this, we're doing what's funny?
Hey, kids.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What time is it?
It was twinned.
It's time for the Spike on the Mic B Report.
Not the B Report?
And now here is your host, Steve.
Yeah, we're doing the B Report, ladies and gentlemen.
Yay.
I messed it up. Steve, ladies and gentlemen, in case you don't know, he raises bees.
All right, if we can skip the B Report this week, next week I'll come in with a B Report about a guy that used a hive of bees in show business.
All right.
Ooh, that's a good trick.
You don't.
I don't know anything about this damn show
and
no more.
And now it's time for What's Twending, the only feature where the best thing about it is the theme music. Now here is your host, Dr. Captain Clark.
Yay!
Hey, so this is the segment where we look at what's twending or trending on Twitter.
Yeah.
You don't have, you don't have to correct it.
I didn't correct it. I just explained it for the people who don't. We didn't do it last week, so people might have lost track.
Sure.
Here's, we're just going to go down the list. R. Kelly, why, and we'll start to my, whichever side Ryan is sitting on. R. Kelly, why is R. Kelly twending? R. Kelly, the R&B artist.
I believe he had an undercover sex ring going on.
Okay. And I'll tell you, if everybody goes wrong, I'll tell you whether you're right or wrong. Yeah.
Kellis, I'm helping you out.
He had a illegitimate baby with
Elvis?
Rihanna.
Okay. Voice of Stains?
I don't know.
Voice of Stains! I love that.
Cindy?
I'm with Stains. I got nothing.
I'm with Stains.
Skip me because, you know, I know my people.
Okay.
Yeah.
PW, why is R. Kelly twending?
Oh, R. Kelly, he's not actually Irish.
Okay.
It's Ara.
Ara.
Yeah.
Schmatz?
You think Schmatz don't know? He's the know-it-all.
No, he's actually, what, he peed on a 14-year-old again?
Okay.
Again.
Okay. And?
People even care about R. Kelly?
Tyler?
People even care about R. Kelly anymore?
He's twending. He's the number one twending topic.
He's twending, yeah.
He's twending. How do you not know this?
No?
It's you're a millennium. You are a millennium.
Ryan nailed it.
Nailed it.
R. Kelly is allegedly holding aspiring female artists in a cult.
Wow.
Ooh.
Wow.
Also,
you know, once you've peed on somebody, you really have to elevate your game to get attention.
Yes.
And that means, like, starting a cult.
Hey,
he got
DCCS says the cult thing, too.
Yep, that's correct. He's there's an R. Kelly cult, and it's sex-based.
So he's just changed it, though, from Great Cooley to Purple Drank.
Yeah, basically. That's what it is. So that's why he's number 120. He's got
all right.
R. Kelly's got a cult. Who knew? Number two, Tropical Storm Don. The next tropical storm has the same first name as our president.
Oh, my God.
And that's inspiring some creative tweets.
So like, who are you going to start with? You got to ask
There's no question. I'm just talking about it.
Oh, okay.
Let's see. Tropical Storm Don is expected to wipe out fake news. Tropical Storm Don will tell you how much damage it will do and then fizzle out and blame Hurricane Hillary.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And Tropical Storm Don is the first weather phenomenon to use a secret Russian back channel to hit the U.S.
Oh, all that shit is twinning?
Nice.
All that stuff is, that's people, the real storm is Tropical Storm Don.
Oh, okay.
I heard it's the biggest shit storm to ever hit the nation.
Oh!
Yeah.
Yo, well, the
second
biggest?
One in a year.
Uses. give him a ding.
Give him a clap.
All right, is there a ding? Oh, come on. I'm hitting it over
and
over again.
It was a terrible.
There it is.
We don't want it now. We don't want it now.
I know, but
all right, and then we'll do this last one, and this will be an audience, a group discussion.
All right.
Today is World Blank Day. What is today celebrating? Hashtag World Fill in the Blank Day. And we'll, since we started with Ryan last time, we'll go the other way. We'll go with Tyler and go the opposite direction.
Oh, God.
World Blank Day. What goes in the blank?
No idea.
World No Idea Day.
Yeah. Wow. All right.
It could be that.
I'm World I Forgot Day because I heard it earlier today and now I've totally forgotten.
All right. P-Dub?
It might be a day off, but French Fry Day?
World French Fry Day. All right.
I'm going to go with Pelvic Thrust.
World Pelvic Thrust
Pelvic
Day.
Pelvic Thrust
Day.
Yes.
Okay. They need those.
Oh, I love that
World
day.
Fun Day?
Fun Day?
Fun Day.
That's cool. But okay. Steve?
World Hashtag Day?
World Hashtag. Hashtag World Hashtag
Day. Oh, damn.
Yeah, that's very meta. Kelly?
I'm going to go with World Onion Ring Day.
World Onion
Ring Day.
Tyler, bring it home for us.
Me like.
My name is Ryan, but I'm going to go with World Puppy Day.
What did I say? What did I say?
Tyler.
Oh, I meant Ryan. Sorry. I'm stupid.
Yeah,
I said World Puppy Day.
Today is World Emoji Day.
Oh!
A day to celebrate emojis.
Okay, who cares? No, I shouldn't do that. I shouldn't do that.
Twitter cares.
Twitter cares a lot.
The number three topic in what's trending.
Wow. Okay, the emojis.
What's your favorite emoji, Spike?
Yeah, what's your favorite emoji?
The little round thing that looks like Walmart smiling with glasses on.
Mine's the smiling chocolate ice cream.
Okay.
What?
The little soft serve ice cream. The smiling
what's yours?
Ice cream.
I think that's the poop emoji.
The poop emoji.
Thank you,
that's,
Kelly, for
that's the joke, Mom. Way
bring
it.
Yeah, yeah. Wait, just snatch that. Just snatch that joke from the streets. God, you better not be in the streets alone.
Mom.
All right. You ask.
Personally, I like the fire emoji.
No. What does that mean? I've seen it a lot, and I'm not eliminating it.
Something's hot.
I like the peach emoji.
Peach?
It means booty.
Booty?
Oh. Okay. Are you giving away millennium secrets?
That's it.
It's the code. Hey, on that emoji count, so we need to put in some glue, because that way we could do, that's the sticking emoji.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be so nice.
Submit a bottle of glue. That would be you.
Ask Cindy what her emoji is.
What's your emoji, Cindy?
Yeah, Cindy. What's your emoji?
Yeah,
what's
really.
Your yes, emo, Cindy. Baby. What is it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Tell
us. Come on. Oh,
what is that?
Get on with
share
it.
Share your emoji.
It's tell us your emoji.
It's the pressure emoji.
Oh. All right.
Peer pressure.
Oh, hold on a second. Hold on a second. We're not going to let that go. We have no idea what the hell that is.
Everybody yelling at me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. She sends me a lot of emojis. Your favorite emoji is definitely like the champagne glass. That's a big one.
That's fair.
That's celebratory.
It's happy. Yep.
Cheers.
Yeah.
Happy cheers emoji.
It's happy.
Here we go.
Oh, you had a drinking problem?
Yes.
Oh, that was all loud. Sorry.
Hey, there's quiet time and there's loud time.
Yeah, really.
Indoor voice.
Indoor, yeah, exactly. PW, what's your emoji?
The colored emoji.
Yeah. That's a good one.
That is, Mike. Nice I like one. The smiley face.
What race of the smiley face?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you can change the color of their.
Yeah. Brown, oh, we can?
Yellow. Yeah.
All
yeah.
Yellow.
Yeah. No, they aren't. They are not all yellow.
Yeah.
Brown, white.
Yeah, when you go to use it for the first time, it gives you the option of which color. And then there's a little.
Are you serious? Because of my flip-flop, they all not black.
Flip-flop.
Really?
Yeah, Steve is sitting here going, you mean the little squares? That
I've never actually used one, but I've seen them before.
They're pretty popular.
Right. Why don't you push and hold the emoji, and then you get a variety of choices?
Yeah.
Yeah. Push and hold.
All right, I'll try that when I'm pushing.
Yeah,
and hold
his emojis. Yes.
Oh man,
you hold your emoji a lot.
Oh,
who doesn't? Ooh. Okay, who around
somebody's
the shipping
container?
Everybody in the shipping container here. Who does not hold their emojis? PW, hold your emoji.
I hold my emojis.
I'm not gonna ask you, Smiles, because
I have held my emoji. Yes,
and you liked it. All right, Ryan.
Tyler.
But Tyler.
Okay.
Come on. I mean,
it is actually the fact that all y'all look alike.
Oh.
Okay, wrong show.
No, it's a correct show.
Yeah.
Doesn't say that to the colored guests.
No. He always knows who they are.
But thanks to you, Spike, I know who Tyler and Ryan is now.
Yeah.
See, I was helping out the voice of reason. All right, Tyler.
Every night.
Whoa. Sheesh. Right. Man, I'm not sure what that means.
Dr. Captain Clark, your favorite emoji.
I bury my emojis deep inside.
Oh, that's nice. Yep.
Ice cream?
I like the kitty.
Mm. Oh, that's
right.
So
Ryan?
Cute.
Yeah.
I have a girlfriend for that.
Oh.
Is that the one that that's says that?
Wow.
Number one. They,
now whose turn is it to go into therapy?
Yeah, am I really looking at your girlfriend right now?
What a crock.
It's his right hand.
Yeah.
Right.
Whoops.
Billy and everybody on the internet said it was emoji day. I'm sorry. I'm a little late getting to the response.
Oh, yeah.
They're Twitter savvy, our audience.
Yes.
Oh, they might have looked it up.
They're not calling us to flush the toilet. They're looking up what the world day it is.
Oh. Kelly, did we ask you your favorite emoji?
My favorite emoji is absolutely the smiley face.
Oh.
Which color?
That is so boring.
That is.
I know.
That's just strictly Walmart, isn't it?
I like the thumbs up, too.
Okay, Walmart didn't invent the smiley face. They just co-opted it. They're appropriating the culture. Smiley face was around before Walmart was around.
I like the winky one, too. It's like one little winky eye.
Yeah, yeah.
Winky.
Like that one.
That's an emoji
that's
up to something.
That's even better than the smiley face.
Yeah, I like that one.
That's an emoji that's up to something.
It's flirtatious.
Yeah.
Oh.
Bitmoji. So, yeah, me and Elvis. You got to get the Bitmoji.
Hey, man.
Get who?
Hey, man, that girl just winked at me. You see her? See her winking at me? All I wanted was some ranch dressing, and she's winking at me.
Hey, go call over here.
Hey, man, go in there and fry that broccoli before I eat it.
Oops. So somebody, Dr. Captain Clark, I mean, DCC, they like the poop emoji as their favorite. I don't understand. What the hell is the poop emoji? That's the
oh, it's a little
like ice cream swirl. And,
yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna ask the millenniums.
Only it's
what
colored.
The hell does that mean?
Well, poop. It means poop.
It's yeah, poop. It's brown.
It's actually pretty simple. Just, okay. Just
yeah, it's just words, Roxanne. Words, huh?
Yeah. You can't change the color on that one.
Yeah. In what instance would you use that?
In a. Sh-
I have to go now because I have to poop emoji.
BRB. I had too much to drink. I am a little poop emoji faced.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good too. Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. Can you believe this poop emoji?
You're lying to me. You're full of poop emoji.
Yeah.
Oh, so they're using the word snatch.
Yeah.
BRB, I got a poop emoji.
I sat in on the Spike on the Mic show. What a load of poop emoji.
Yeah.
Remember, in private, we got to talk.
What a poop emoji deserving show this is.
Oh, man.
Shit. You are talking about the nonsensical ravings of a lunatic mind.
Yes. And it's Billy's asking big question mark. She knows what a poop is.
Oh, she knows.
She yeah, knows.
Yeah.
Quit it, Billy.
I think Lake City clicked off because it was like, you guys are all
yeah, I know,
emoji dumb.
Well, the poop emoji would be like poop, right?
Yep.
Oh, Whoa, way to join the show.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah, really.
In fairness, I did distract him.
Oh, you did. All right, so ladies and gentlemen, listen.
You just asked that question on Ask Jeeves on his flip phone.
You know, I thought before the show we said nobody wakes Steve up. You know, and
my bad. I asked him a question. Yeah. All right, so listen.
And a smiley face would be a smiley face.
Oh.
What is all these damn...
What could be better?
Anything to interrupt me.
Caller-driven show? Welcome to Spike on the Mic show.
Hello?
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 You got 2 minutes.
Who is this?
It's Billy.
Billy, what are you doing?
Billy, you know we shut down at 8. Men with mustaches come on next. You got a minute.
Go ahead and flush your toilet.
Well, my favorite emoji was the one with the nerdy glasses and the buck teeth.
Nerd glasses and
the
buck teeth.
The rabbit.
That's offensive Asian stereotype emoji.
No, it's a smiley with nerdy glasses.
And Asian teeth.
Oh, we liked it. Love it.
Is he yellow?
It's yellow.
He's
yeah,
yellow.
Yeah.
He is yellow.
Way to go.
Uh-huh. Oh, nice.
Okay, that's all I got.
All right.
That's it? Okay. That's it?
Racist.
Well, enough hatred for Asian people in one show, so, you know.
Yeah. All right. How about good night?
I will not partake in that. Okay, good night.
All right. Thank you. All right. So what we do, we got to close the show out. We have 3 long minutes left to go.
Oh.
And before we do what we do, should be container riff raps.
Yeah.
Oh, you flip flounder? Did you actually flip flounder?
Oh, my God. What is that?
I don't know. A flip flounder.
We have to go around.
You have to crank that thing to start.
We have to ask our staff.
That phone has buttons?
Yes. A-A-B-B-C-C.
It has that snake game on it.
It's a trimmer.
All right.
He has a Minesweeper on his phone.
Our new staff, you guys will catch on when I go around the room. So I got to ask you, Dr. Kevin Clark, what stuck with you tonight?
Oh, very little, I hope. Oof.
Ooh, okay. Oof. Bill Smiles, what stuck with you tonight?
Indigestion.
That'll work. Yeah. PWs, what stuck with you tonight?
We now know the limit of the number of people we can have on the show.
All right. And voice of reason, bring it home. What stuck with you tonight?
Oh, I can't wait till next week for the B report.
Me either.
The B report, yes.
Yeah, right.
Celebrity B report.
And I want to give a big hand claps. The claps to all our guests.
Yeah.
You're supposed to give our guests. Thank you guys for sitting in here.
You know, you never said why they're here.
Did you just throw an H?
Yeah. Sitting in here real quick.
You never explained why they're actually here.
All right. Why y'all here?
For poop emoji and giggles.
Oh,
yeah, right. Really.
Because we love Spike.
There we go. All right.
You love Spike?
Why? Because
Spike
we
fan.
Love you.
Uncle Spike. Big
real
Spike
quick.
Fan.
Why? Because we like you.
Tyler, what stuck with you tonight?
Some pretty disturbing things my mom said.
Wow.
I will never be able to forget.
Yeah, therapy. Oh, no. It's called therapy. All right. And Ryan, what stuck with you tonight?
How racist show business is.
Oh, good call. Good call.
Yeah.
Good call. And the beautiful, lovely Kelly, what stuck with you tonight?
Pretty impressive that PW and Ryan have the same celebrity crush.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he's Venus. I'm Serena.
Spike in the Mic Show is brought to you by the Game Day.
Oh, my God. What are you playing that for?
I don't know
yeah,
why.
Yeah, all right. And Cindy, I don't know what my mount sound guy is doing, but what stuck with you tonight?
I just had a ton of fun, and I'm kind of sad, too, because I now know that I probably cannot go home and watch Game of Thrones with my son tonight.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, hey,
ladies and gentlemen,
not.
Thank you guys for participating, and I'll ask y'all next time. Y'all got to come back so I can interview y'all later. This is Spike on the Mic, and we out.
One. Oh, that's it.